para disfrutar bien de las vacaciones. Que luego pasa lo que pasa y no tienen confianza ni para pedir un bocadillo o preguntar cómo se va al Madison Square Garden.
Este año, antes de irte de vacaciones, hazte un IMPAD de Vaughan, un curso intensivo de verdad que te permite mejorar tu inglés en tan solo una semana. 12 horas en las que ganarás en agilidad, vocabulario, pronunciación y manejo del idioma. Es la oportunidad que estabas esperando para dar un impulso a tu inglés y alcanzar ese nivel que quieres para recorrer el mundo, mejorar en tu trabajo y disfrutar de un idioma que te abrirá todas las puertas. Apúntate ahora en el 911335833 o en grupobaughan.com.
Do you Vaughan?
Otra vez me ha suspendido el inglés.
Que sí, que a Adrián le pasaba exactamente igual. No le gustaba el inglés, hasta que el verano pasado lo llevé a Vaughan.
No dejes que su inglés se oxide este verano. Tráelos a nuestros intensivos de verano del Club Junior. En nuestros cursos intensivos aprenden inglés mientras se divierten, en grupos reducidos en los que todos participan en clase. Más información sobre nuestros intensivos de verano del Club Junior en el 911335832 o en grupobaughan.com.
Esto, lo que escuchas, es Vaughan Radio.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
Look, no excuses.
Good morning and welcome to No Excuses. Good morning, Mammon.
Good morning.
Have you been here since 7:30?
Yes.
Right, bright and early.
Yes.
Did you get a good night's sleep last night?
Yes, I did.
How many hours did you sleep?
I think 6 hours, more or less.
Is that enough for you?
Yes, it's enough. Okay. Yes.
Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Pete.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, let's begin with a bit of there and to be, a bit of translation. Ready?
Okay, ready.
Hay sal en la mesa.
There is some salt on the table.
Very good. Hay pan en la bolsa.
Is there some bread on the back, in the back?
Good. Now, instead of in a question, instead of some, you should say?
Is there any bread in the back?
Very good. Hay solo unos cuantos.
There are only a few.
Very good. And again?
There are only a few.
Very good. Hay una carretera no lejos.
There is a highway not too far, not far.
Okay, or not far?
Not far away.
Very good, very good. And in British English, what do we say instead of, in Irish English, instead of highway?
Motorway?
Motorway, yeah. The word highway actually came from British English because the main roads, maybe 200 years, well, 150 years ago between, say, London and Edinburgh, London and Birmingham, were called highways. And do you know what a highwayman was?
What does it?
What's a highwayman?
Someone who... I don't know who were...
They were criminals.
Oh, okay.
The most famous was a man called Dick Turpin. And what they would do is there were stagecoaches.
Yeah.
How do you say stagecoach?
Estos asaltador de carruajes, no, de diligencias.
There were usually four horses.
Yeah.
And a big carriage that would carry a lot of people. And so these guys would the phrasal verb is to hold up. They would stop the stagecoaches and rob them. And they were called a highwayman or highwaymen.
Or outlaws.
Outlaws, yeah.
Yeah.
Although these guys specifically worked on the highways.
Okay.
So the most famous one was a guy called Dick Turpin. So, hay días cuando es fácil.
There are days, some days when it's easy.
Very good. Hay estantes a lo largo de la pared.
There are some shelves along the wall.
Very good. Hay unos cajones en mi mesa.
There are some drawers on my table, in my table, in this case.
Yes, and in mesa de trabajo, escritorio.
Desk.
Yeah, singular.
In my desk.
And again, the whole thing.
There are some drawers in my desk.
Now, even though it's spelt drawers.
Drawers.
Yeah, you don't pronounce the final E. Drawers.
Drawers.
Drawers. Very good.
Drawers.
No hay mucha gente como él.
There aren't as many people as him.
Now, take away the as. No hay mucha gente como él.
There aren't a few people like him.
There aren't many people like him.
Yeah.
Okay. There aren't many people like him.
Hay un perro en la puerta de valla.
There is a dog over the fence. No. Ni en la puerta.
Yeah, use it
at the door.
Puerta de Valle.
At the fence door.
How do you say, for example, you have in Spain, you have Puerta de Toledo, Puerta de Alcalá.
Yeah.
How do you say that in English?
And in
Berlin, you have the Brandenburg.
Ah, yes.
What word do we use for that? The gate.
Ah, yes, the gate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, hay un perro en la puerta de Valle.
There is a dog at the gate.
Good. Careful of the pronunciation of the TH.
There is a dog at the gate.
Very good. ¿De quién es el perro?
Whose dog is it?
Very good. Es del señor Bruno.
It's Mr. Bruno's dog.
Yeah, okay. Mm. Es el señor cuyo hijo es poeta.
Él. He's the...
How do you translate el señor?
The man.
Yeah.
The man.
Yeah.
He's the man who's... I forgot the sentence, sorry.
He's the man whose son is a poet.
Good, and again?
He's the man whose son is a poet.
Very good. Now, if you want to be more respectful and polite, and you say, es el señor, what's another word that you could use instead of the man?
The gentleman.
The gentleman.
Yeah.
It's like if you're in a business,
yeah,
and you might say, could you attend to that gentleman?
Okay.
Yeah, could you attend to that gentleman? ¿Por qué hay problemas como este?
Why are there problems like this?
Very good. Hay uno aquí.
There is one here.
Very good. Hay otro ahí.
There is other one.
No.
Hay otro.
Yeah.
There is another one.
Yes, another. Yeah.
There is another one there, over there.
Very good. Este es mío y el otro es de él.
This one is mine and the other one is his.
Good. No hay muchos hombres como él.
There aren't many people like him.
Hombres.
There aren't many men like him.
Very good. Hay muchos niños como ellos.
There are a lot of children like them.
Very good. Hay mujeres en tu compañía.
Are there any women in your company?
Very good. No hay juguetes en la caja.
There aren't any toys in the box.
Good. Su hija de ellos se llama Elsie.
Their daughter's name is Elsie.
Very good. Su habitación está junto a la de su hermano.
His room is next to his brother's.
De Elsie, de ella.
Her room is next to her siblings.
Su hermano.
Her room is next to her brother's.
Very good. Siblings we rarely use. It's more commonly to say brothers and sisters.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Hay alguien en la puerta.
There is someone at the door.
Good. No hay nadie en la puerta.
There isn't anyone at the door.
Hay alguien fuera.
There is someone outside.
Good. ¿Quién es?
Who is he? Who is it?
Yes. In this case, you would use who is it.
Who is it?
And you say it like, who is it?
Who is it?
Very good. Creo que es el señor Brown.
I think it's Mr. Brown.
Ask me if we have a Mr. Brown in this company.
Do you have a Mr. Brown in this company?
Yes, we have Mr. Richard Brown.
Yes.
And it has two spellings.
Brown?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, this pronunciation is the same, but you'll see both. B-R-O-W-N, which is his case.
Yeah.
And B-R-O-W-N-E.
Ah, Brownie.
Yeah, both. Yeah. But both are pronounced Brown.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. ¿Estás seguro de que es él?
Are you sure it's he? Are you sure it's him?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you sure it's him?
No, more T in the it's.
Are you sure it's him?
Good. Por supuesto que sí.
Of course I am.
Very good. ¿Está con alguien? Sorry, ¿está con alguien, él?
Is he with anyone? With someone?
Yes. Hay una mujer alta con él.
There is a woman, a tall woman with him.
And again?
There is a tall woman with him.
Good. Hay otra gente también.
There are other people too.
Very good. Now use an adverb.
There are some other people too.
There are some other people too.
Very good. Hay una foto de él en casa.
There is a picture of him at home.
Good. Hay un tractor en medio.
There is a tractor in the middle, in the way.
Yeah, very good. And again?
There is a tractor in the way.
And our contract.
There's a tractor in the way.
No hay tiempo para eso.
There isn't any time for that.
Solo hay una manera, la mía.
There's only one way, mine.
Good. No hay leones en Noruega.
There aren't any lions in Norway.
And again?
There aren't any lions in Norway.
Have you ever been to Norway?
Yes, I have.
Okay, have you ever been to Norway?
No, I haven't.
Did you like it?
Yes, I loved it.
Yeah,
I loved it.
It's beautiful. It's expensive, though.
It's very expensive.
You know, even
to go to the bathroom, you have to pay with credit card in some places.
Yeah. Ask me how much a beer costs in Norway.
How much does a beer cost in Norway?
Even in a normal bar in Oslo, 10 euro.
Yeah.
And it has half the alcohol of a Spanish beer. Less, even. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. But they have no... That country has no deficit.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, because of oil.
Yes, they are very rich.
Yeah. Hay unas herramientas en esa caja.
There are some tools in that box.
Very good. No hay sistema de calefacción en este edificio comercial.
There isn't a heating system
good.
In this building, in this commercial building.
You could say commercial building?
In this...
Office building is more common.
In this office building. Yeah.
¿Por qué hay gente como él?
Why are there some people like him?
More Cain like.
Why are there some people like him?
Very good. Hay mucho dinero para ella.
There is a lot of money for her.
Hay un hombre ahí, ¿no?
There is a man over there, isn't he? No, there is a man over there, isn't there?
Very good. Hay vino en la estantería.
Is there any wine in the shelf, on the shelf?
Good. And again?
Is there any wine on the shelf?
Good. El vestido de la mujer es de París.
The woman's dress is from Paris.
Good, and again?
The woman's dress is from Paris.
Very good. ¿Cuáles son sus intenciones de él?
What are his intentions?
Very good. Hay varias razones, una de las cuales es importante.
There are several reasons. One of them is it's important.
Okay, now, una de las cuales. How would you literally translate that?
One of those...
One of which.
Yeah.
There are several reasons, one of which is very important.
Good. And again?
There are several reasons, one of which is very important.
Good. Hay algo extraño aquí.
There is something strange here.
Good. Now, and contract?
There is something strange.
More contraction. There's.
There's. There's something strange here.
Very good. Hay tiempo, pero no mucho.
There is some time, but not too much.
Okay, and contract?
There's some time, but not too much.
Okay. Hay anuncios, pero no muchos.
There are some commercials or advertisements.
Yeah, and how do we say advertisements in...
Ads.
Yeah, ads.
There are many ads, but not... No.
Hay anuncios.
There are some ads, but not many.
Very good. Hay tiempo de sobra para eso.
There's plenty of time for that.
Very good. Okay, we're going to practice a little bit with remind and remember.
Okay.
So I will say, for example, don't let me forget to call my mother. And I want you to say, remember to call your mother. And then when you say it, I will say to you, for example, what did Mammon do? And I want you to say, she reminded you to call your mother. All right? So don't let me forget to call my mother.
Remember to call your mother.
What did she do?
She reminded you to call your mother.
And again?
She reminded you to call your mother.
Don't let me forget to take out the rubbish.
Remember to take out. Remember to take out the rubbish.
Good. Rubbish.
Rubbish.
And again?
Remember to take out the rubbish.
Good. What did he do?
He reminded you to take out the rubbish.
And rubbish in American English?
Garbage or trash.
Or trash, yeah. Excuse me. Don't let me forget to make an appointment with the doctor.
Don't forget.
Now, remember? You have to say remember.
I remember not to...
No.
Not to...
So you have to say positive. So, don't let me forget to make an appointment with the doctor. Remember?
Remember to make an appointment with the doctor.
And again?
Remember to make an appointment with the doctor.
What did she do?
She reminded you to make an appointment with the doctor.
Good. Now more tea in appointment.
She reminded you to make an appointment with the doctor.
Very good. Don't let me forget to file my tax return.
Remember to file your tax return.
And again?
Remember to file to file your tax return.
One more time.
Remember to file your tax return.
Very good. What did he do?
He reminded you to file your tax return.
Good. And again?
He reminded you to file your tax return.
One more time. No hesitation.
He reminded you to file your tax return.
Very good. Don't let me forget to turn off the oven.
Remember to turn off the oven.
What did she do? Yeah, and again?
Remember to turn off the oven.
What did she do?
She reminded you to turn off the oven.
Oven. Yeah. The O is almost like a U. Oven.
Yeah.
Don't let me forget to close the window.
Remember to close the window.
What did he do?
He reminded you to close the window.
Very good. Don't let me forget to get back to them.
Remember to get back to them.
And what does that mean? To get back to somebody.
Devolver algo.
No.
Yeah, you get a call and, you know, don't forget to get back to John. He called twice already. Okay. So, don't let me forget to get back to them.
Remember to get back to them.
What did she do?
She reminded you to get back to them.
Very good. Don't let me forget to pick up the dry cleaning.
Remember to clean.
No, don't let me forget to pick up the dry cleaning.
Remember to pick up the dry cleaning.
And what does that mean?
When you wash the clothes and after that you have to dry, no?
No, when you go to the cleaners to pick the things up, yeah. to collect.
Yeah.
To
clean. And how do you say dry cleaner in Spanish?
Tintorería.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, which is a difficult word for me to say. So, don't let me forget to pick up the dry cleaning.
Remember to pick up the dry cleaning.
One more time.
Remember to pick up the dry cleaning.
Very good. And what did he do?
He reminded you to pick up the dry cleaning.
Good. One more time.
He reminded you to pick up the dry cleaning.
Very good. Don't let me forget to lock the front door.
Remember to lock the front door.
Very good. What did she do?
She reminded you to lock the front door.
And again?
She reminded you to lock the front door.
Very good.
Se acerca el final del curso y llega el momento de hacer balance. ¿Qué tal tus hijos con el inglés?
No te preocupes si necesitan reforzarlo y darle un buen impulso. En Vaughan te lo ponemos fácil. Con nuestros cursos Impact Junior no tendrán que pasarse todo el verano con los libros. En una semana y con un método divertido mejorarán su nivel. Nuestros profesores sacarán lo mejor de ellos en un ambiente divertido y rodeado de amigos. Apúntales ahora antes de que sea demasiado tarde. Llama al 91-133-5832 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
I'm so excited to share this news with you. I've got a new book. It's called English on the Go. Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. And it's a book where I'll take you on a trip to 30 different cities and we'll discover fascinating things and improve our English along the way.
Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. El nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso.
All aboard! English on the Go.
Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. El nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso. Ya a la venta en vaughantienda.com, en delegaciones o en nuestra tienda en grupovaughan.com.
Menos mal que ha llegado, está fatal.
Tendremos que sacárselo.
You, how are my Charlie name is Charlie. Are you where from?
¡Sal de ahí! ¡Venga, sal!
¡Sácaselo, por favor!
¡Manifiéstate!
Hi, how are you? My name is Charlie. Where are you from?
Con el curso online de Vaughan sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro, adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en aprendeinglestv.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
We're back on the air here, and now we're going to practice with a little bit of not as much as, sorry, isn't as much as and aren't as many.
Yeah.
So we'll do countable and uncountable nouns. We're going to use two countries, Italy and Ireland, okay? So, for example, if I say rain, and I want you to say there isn't as much rain in Italy as in Ireland. All right, and then I'll say museums. There aren't as many museums in Ireland as in Italy. Okay, so okay. Rain.
There isn't as much rain in Italy as in Ireland.
Museums.
There aren't as many museums in Ireland as in Italy.
Good, and again, museums.
There aren't as many museums in Ireland as in Italy.
Very good. Museums.
Museums.
Good.
Museums.
Very good. People.
There aren't as many people in Ireland as in Italy.
Very good. Sunlight.
There isn't as much sunlight in Ireland as in Italy.
Very good. Factories.
There aren't as many factories in Ireland as in Italy.
Very good. Pubs.
This one
we win. Yeah.
There aren't as many pubs in Italy.
You break the record.
There aren't as many pubs in Italy as in Ireland.
Ireland. Good. And again, the whole thing.
There aren't as many pubs in Italy as in Ireland.
Very good. Soccer clubs.
There aren't as many soccer clubs in Italy as in Ireland. There aren't as many soccer clubs in Ireland as in Italy.
Very good. Pizza.
There isn't as much pizza in Ireland as in Italy.
Very good. Cows.
There aren't as many cows in Italy as in Ireland.
Yeah, very good. Tourism.
There isn't as much tourism in Ireland as in Italy.
Very good. Opera houses.
There aren't as many opera houses in Ireland as in Italy.
Very good. Guinness. Here we go again.
There isn't as much Guinness in Italy as in Ireland.
Very good. Wine.
There isn't as much wine in Ireland as in Italy.
Very good. Coastline.
There isn't as much coastline in Italy as in Ireland.
Very good. Ports.
There aren't as many ports in Ireland as in Italy.
Very good. Industry.
There isn't as much industry in Ireland as in Italy.
Very good. Whiskey.
There isn't as much whiskey in Italy as in Ireland.
Very good. Okay, let's quickly do some vocabulary, some simple vocabulary, but we'll go quickly. Okay.
Okay.
Equipaje.
Luggage.
Okay, or?
Baggage.
Very good. Menos que.
Less than.
Very good. Perdedor.
Loser.
Ganador.
Winner.
Quizás.
Maybe.
Or?
Well, perhaps.
Yeah. Perhaps is a little more formal. Maybe it's more commonly used. But you hear both. Bastante.
Too much.
Quite a few.
Or just quite.
Quite.
Yeah. How could you translate the following? Ella es bastante guapa.
She's quite pretty.
Another way that you could say it?
She's pretty pretty.
Yeah, nobody says it, but you could. Yeah. Lentamente.
Slowly.
Very good. Rapidamente.
Fastly. Quickly.
Yeah, you can say fast or quickly, but quickly. You can't say fast.
Ah, no, fastly.
Yeah. Así que o por tanto.
So that.
Or just so, yeah. Alguien.
Someone.
Or?
Someone.
Synonym of someone?
Yes, alguien.
How do you say cuerpo?
Cuerpo.
Yeah.
Body.
So,
somebody.
Yeah, very good.
Somebody.
And they're the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Algo.
Something.
Very good. A veces.
Sometimes.
Sello.
Stamp.
Yeah. Ask me when I last bought a stamp.
When did you last bought a stamp? Oh, when did you last buy a stamp?
I haven't bought a stamp for years.
Yes.
Yeah, not years. Piscina.
Swimming pool.
Okay. Ask me if I used to collect stamps when I was a kid.
Did you used to collect stamps when you were a kid?
Yes, I used to. And actually, there's some very beautiful stamp collecting shops in Madrid near Plaza Mayor. In English, it's called
Philatelia.
Yeah, and in English, it's almost the same. I can't remember exactly. I'll have to look it up. Ir de compras.
Go shopping.
Yeah. Piscina.
Swimming pool.
Very good. Darse prisa.
To be in a hurry.
Okay, or to hurry.
To hurry.
Enviar?
To send.
And the opposite?
To receive.
Very good. Cantar?
To sing.
Very good. Sentarse?
To sit down.
Very good. Dormir?
To sleep.
Very good. Llevar o tomar?
To take.
Very good. Intentar?
To try.
Despertarse?
To wake up.
Ganar?
To win.
And the opposite?
To lose.
Yep. Which is also a town in France.
Yes.
How do you say
Toulouse.
It? Yeah. Pronounce the same. Yeah. Calentito.
Warm.
Yeah. Débil.
Weak.
And the opposite?
Strong.
Very good, very good. And ganador?
Winner.
Winner. Very good. Okay. Let's quickly practice with some numbers. All right. So here we go. 1763.
1763.
And again.
1763.
Very good. 6591.
6591.
Very good. And again.
6591.
Very good. 1969.
1969.
Very good. And now say it as a year.
1969.
Very good. 1925. Say it first as a number, then as a year.
1929.
1925.
Okay. 1925.
And that was 1925. Very good. 1980.
1980 and 1980.
Very good. 1998.
1998.
Good. And again.
1998.
Very good.
1998.
Very good. 1918.
1918.
Good. And again.
1918.
Very good.
1918.
Very good. 1916.
1916. 1916.
Very good. 1969.
1969.
Good. Now more N in the nine.
1969.
Very good. Okay, let's quickly do a practice with ever and never. Okay. When was the last time there were 100 people in your house with never?
There have never been 100 people in my house.
Very good. Now the same answer with ever.
There haven't ever been 100 people in my house.
When was the last time you put your feet in boiling oil? Never.
I've never put my feet in boiling oil.
Good. And again?
I've never put my feet in boiling oil.
Very good. And with ever?
I haven't ever put my feet on boiling in boiling oil.
And again?
I haven't ever put my feet in boiling oil.
Very good. How do you say los pies, the feet?
The feet.
No, use Saxon genitive.
The
without the.
No, feet is feet.
Yeah, very good. Very good. When did you last read a novel in Polish? Never.
I've never read a novel in Polish.
Ever?
I haven't ever read a novel in Polish. Polish.
Polish. Polish. What's the river that flows through the city of Turin?
The Po.
Yeah, Po. So Po. Polish. Yeah. When did you last ring the bells in St. Peter's Basilica? Ever?
I haven't ever ring the bells in St. No, Peter's Basilica. Again. I haven't ever rung the bells in St. Peter's St. Peter's Basilica.
One more time.
I haven't ever rung the bells in St. Peter's Basilica.
Never.
I have never rung the bells in St. Peter's... St. Peter's Basilica.
Basilica. How do you say decir in English?
Saint.
Saint. Yeah, St. Peter's Basilica.
Saint.
Stay with us, folks, and we'll be right back with you in 2 minutes.
Otra vez me ha suspendido el inglés. Este niño... Ay, ya no sé lo que hacer. Dice que el inglés del colegio es un rollo, que se aburre y que no le gusta. Por lo importante que es el inglés.
¿Sabes lo que le pasa a tu hijo? Que le gusta el inglés, pero todavía no lo sabe.
Este verano van a descubrirlo. Apúntalos a nuestro curso intensivo para niños y jóvenes entre 4 y 17 años, donde pasarán 4 horas al día durante toda una semana haciendo ejercicios divertidísimos. Descúbrele su pasión por el inglés. Infórmate en el 91-133-5832 o en grupoaugan.com.
Se acerca el final del curso y llega el momento de hacer balance. ¿Qué tal tus hijos con el inglés?
No te preocupes si necesitan reforzarlo y darle un buen impulso. En Vaughan te lo ponemos fácil. Con nuestros cursos Impact Junior no tendrán que pasarse todo el verano con los libros. En una semana y con un método divertido mejorarán su nivel. Nuestros profesores sacarán lo mejor de ellos en un ambiente divertido y rodeado de amigos. Apúntales ahora antes de que sea demasiado tarde. Llama al 91-133-5832 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Tus hijos todavía no saben que el inglés les encanta. Este verano van a descubrirlo. Apúntalos a nuestro curso intensivo para niños y jóvenes entre 4 y 17 años, donde pasarán 4 horas al día durante toda una semana haciendo ejercicios divertidísimos. Descúbreles su pasión por el inglés. Infórmate en el 91-133-5832 o en grupoaugan.com.
Apúntate a los cursos intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Descubre la eficacia de un método que te reta y te sorprende y con el que sí es posible mejorar tu inglés en poco tiempo. Eso sí, tendrás que esforzarte. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com. ¿Do you Vaughan?
Aprende, diviértete. Esto, lo que escuchas, es Vaughan Radio.
On the air, and let's try a little bit of human resources vocabulary.
Wow.
Yeah. We have, of course, a human resources department here.
Mm-hmm.
But in our client companies, the department we usually deal with is the human resources department. So let's see. You know, this is not easy, but we might do it twice to help you out. Okay. Te tienes que dar de alta en la seguridad social. Dar de alta.
You have to...
How do you say firmar?
To sign up.
Yes,
yeah.
Very good.
You have to sign up in the Social Security.
Now use for as your preposition.
You have to sign up for the Social...
And take away the.
You have to sign up for Social Security.
Very good. Quiero que amplíes las funciones del puesto de trabajo.
I want you to extend the...
No, amplíes.
To enlarge.
Enlarge or?
Extend.
Okay, or widen or broaden.
Widen.
Yeah.
Widen. Yeah. I want you to widen the positions, functions.
How do you say description?
Description.
Yeah, del puesto.
Position.
Or?
Job. Job.
So put job first. So.
Okay, I want you to widen the job. Position.
Description.
The job description. Okay.
Yep.
The job description. I want you to widen the job description.
Very good. ¿Cómo es el clima en la empresa?
How's the climate? What's the climate like? What's the climate?
Maybe ambiente.
Ah, yes. What's the atmosphere like in the company?
Very good. Se propone un análisis de las necesidades.
Needs analysis is proposed.
Use present continuous.
Is being proposed.
Good. And again?
Needs analysis is being proposed.
Being. Yeah.
I forgot.
Se propone un análisis de las necesidades.
And its analysis is being proposed.
Very good. ¿Qué indican los índices de eficiencia?
What the efficiency? No. What?
Don't forget to use an auxiliary.
¿Qué indican? What do the efficiency index?
Now plural of index.
Yes.
It's very in Spanish. Indices.
Appendixes. No.
It's the same.
Index.
But index is singular.
Indices. What do the indices?
¿Qué indican los índices de eficiencia?
What do the efficiency indices indicate?
Good. Oh. One more time. Yeah, good.
What do the efficiency indices indicate?
Good. ¿Cuáles son nuestras necesidades de formación?
What are our training formation needs? What are our training needs?
Very good. Hay niveles mínimos aceptables de rendimiento.
There are minimum levels of performing.
Hay niveles mínimos aceptables de rendimiento.
There are minimum levels acceptable.
No.
No. There are minimum. No.
Minimum?
Minimum acceptable.
Acceptance?
There are minimum acceptance levels of performance.
Good. And again?
There are minimum acceptance levels of performance.
Okay. Ask me what the minimum level of performance of teachers in this company is.
What's the minimum acceptance level of performance is in this company?
Okay. Well, of performance.
Of performance.
Yeah. 92%.
92?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Ask me if that applies to non-teachers.
And do you apply?
No. Ask me if that applies to non-teachers.
Is it applied?
Ask me if it applies. If I say if, you say.
If it.
Does it apply?
No. Is it no?
If. So ask me if it applies.
Would it be applied?
If I say if, what auxiliary do you use?
Does it apply?
Does it apply to non-teachers?
No.
No?
No. It's a lower level for non-teachers. Yeah.
Really?
But the idea is that we use a scale of 6.0.
Yeah.
These are the evaluations from the teacher.
So the teachers are the elite.
They have to get 5.5 as their minimum level. Ask me what percentage of the teachers get that.
What percentage of the teachers get that?
About 95%.
95?
Almost all of them. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you recruit very well.
Well, they do a good job. They do a good job. Él tiene las habilidades para realizar dichas tareas.
He has the ability to realize...
No. ¿Habilidades? How do you say habilidades? You use their...
Skills.
Skills, yeah.
He has the skills to realize...
Okay, no. Verb.
He has the skills to make up... No, to...
To perform.
Okay, perform, yeah.
He has the skills to perform...
dichas tareas.
To perform those works. Those.
Now, how do you say dichas?
Dichas.
Said.
Said.
Yeah, meaning mentioned. Yeah. Dichas,
okay.
Said.
Ah, okay.
And tareas?
Work? No.
Tasks.
Yes, very good. So say the whole thing again.
Tasks.
Tasks.
And the other was?
Said tasks.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he has the skills to perform said tasks.
The said tasks. Very good. And one more time.
He has the skills to perform the said tasks.
Very good. Ofrecen muy buenas condiciones de trabajo.
They offer very good job conditions.
Very good. Very good. Yep. Busco un horario laboral más flexible.
I'm looking for a more flexible schedule.
Schedule. Or timetable. Puedes decidir las horas que trabajarás.
You can decide the hours you are going to work.
Very good. Yeah. Esta ONG facilita empleo a personas desfavorecidas. Wow. Okay. How do you say ONG in English? You have to rearrange the letters.
NGO.
This NGO offers this NGO offers good conditions for desfavorecidas. I don't know.
Disadvantaged people. Yeah. Mm. One more time.
This NGO offers good conditions for disfavored. This NGO offers good conditions to the disadvantaged people.
Very good. Okay, so let's repeat those again. They were tricky. Te tienes que dar de alta en la seguridad social.
You have to sign up for the...
No, take it.
No. You have to sign up for...
No, careful of the use of the phrasal verb.
You have to sign up.
Sign up, but not signed. Up. Yeah.
You have to sign up for Social Security.
Very good. Quiero que amplíes las funciones del puesto de trabajo.
I want you to widen the job...
Functions. The
description.
Yes.
Description.
Mm. Yeah.
I want you to widen the job description.
Very good. ¿Cómo es el ambiente en el ambiente, no?
Yes.
¿Cómo es el ambiente en la empresa?
What's the atmosphere like in the company?
Very good. Se propone un análisis de las necesidades.
Needs analysis, it's proposed.
No, present continuous.
Yeah. Needs analysis is being proposed.
Very good. ¿Qué indican los índices de eficiencia?
What do the efficiency indices indicate?
Indices. Indices.
What do the efficiency indices indicate?
Very good. ¿Cuáles son nuestras necesidades de formación?
What are our training needs?
Very good. ¿Hay niveles mínimos aceptables de rendimiento? De rendimiento.
There are minimum acceptable levels of performance.
Very good. ¿Tiene él las habilidades para realizar dichas tareas?
He has the skills to perform that set tasks. No, the set tasks.
Use los. Translate los.
The.
Yeah.
The set tasks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he has the skills to perform the set tasks.
Very good. Ofrecen muy buenas condiciones de trabajo.
They offer very good job opportunities. No. They offer very good job conditions.
Very good. Busco un horario laboral más flexible.
I'm looking for a more.
No, careful of the.
I'm looking for a more flexible schedule or timetable.
Very good. Puedes decidir las horas que trabajarás.
You can decide the hours you are going to work.
Very good. Esta ONG facilita empleo a personas desfavorizadas.
This NGO offers good conditions to the disadvantaged people.
Very good, very good. Okay, now let's do a little bit more of vocabulary. You ready?
Yes.
Ready.
Okay. Simple stuff, but we'll go quite quickly. I think the last time you got 100%, 25 out of 25. Okay. Fondo, parte inferior.
Button.
With an M.
Bottom.
Yes, very good. Circunstancias.
Circumstances.
Sir.
Sir. Circumstances.
With an M.
Circumstances. Circumstances.
Very good. Casualidad.
Chance. Okay. By chance.
Or
coincidence.
Coincidence. Very good. Curso.
Course.
Yep. Sentimientos.
Feelings.
Very good. Cifras.
Figures.
Or?
Numbers.
Very good. Extranjero. Adjetivo.
Foreigner.
Or?
Foreign.
Foreign. Yes.
Foreign.
Yeah. Agradable.
Nice.
Very good. Seguro.
Secure.
Okay.
Or safe.
Very good. Delgado.
Slim.
Comprobar.
To check.
Conversar sobre un tema.
Talk about something.
Okay. Or in a more formal sense. At work, for example.
To argue? No.
To talk. You mean to chat?
More formally.
Discuss.
Discuss, for example. Yeah. Dividir.
To divide.
Notar.
Notice.
Yep. Progresar.
To progress.
Very good. Sustituir.
Substitute.
Sub.
Sub. To substitute.
Very good. Empezar. How do you say this? This is a very popular American chain that's here in Spain. S-U-B-W-A-Y.
Subway.
Subway. Yeah. So substitute Subway. Very good. Empezar.
To start.
Very
again.
Good. Very good. Quedarse. Permanecer.
To stay.
Very good. Nadar.
To swim.
Escribir a máquina.
To type.
Esperar.
To wait.
Verdadero, verdad.
True.
Yep. Vista.
Sight.
Okay. Or?
View.
View. Yeah. ¿Qué clase de?
What kind of?
Very good. Maravilloso.
Marvelous. So wonderful.
Or wonderful. Very good. Very good. Okay, let's quickly do a bit of present conditional. Okay, logical conclusions. Okay. All right. So I teach English because I love it.
If you didn't love it, you wouldn't teach English.
Good. She makes mistakes because she works too fast.
If she didn't work that fast.
Do you mean? What?
So
what do you say?
If I say she makes mistakes because she works too fast, you have to change to?
So.
So, yeah.
If she didn't work so fast, she wouldn't make mistakes.
I'm poor because I'm a teacher.
If you weren't a teacher, you wouldn't be poor.
Good. Careful with the pronunciation of wouldn't.
If you weren't a teacher, you wouldn't be poor.
More D.
If you weren't a teacher, you wouldn't be poor.
Very good. How do you say Madeira?
Would.
And what's the last name of the famous golfer, Tiger?
Tiger Woods.
Very good. He's always sick because he doesn't take care of himself.
If he took care of himself, he wouldn't be always sick.
Okay, and careful of the M in himself.
Okay, if he took care of himself, he wouldn't be always sick.
He wouldn't always be sick.
He wouldn't always be sick.
And again,
if he took care of himself, he wouldn't always be sick.
Helen is rich because she has a lot of money.
If she didn't have a lot of money, she wouldn't be rich.
And again?
If she didn't have a lot of money, she wouldn't be rich.
Very good.
Hola, guapa. ¿Puedo invitarte a algo?
Sí, claro. Un margarita y otro para Julia.
¿Julia?
Sí, Julia, mi profesora Vaughan, le gusta con mucha hierbabuena.
Este año, llévate de vacaciones a tus profesores Vaughan preferidos. Aprovecha el verano para mejorar tu nivel de inglés con el método online Vaughan. Flexible, adaptado a tus horarios, con los contenidos que nos han hecho famosos y, por supuesto, con nuestros profesores únicos. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en aprendeinglestv.com. Do you Vaughan?
I'm so excited to share this news with you. I've got a new book. It's called English on the Go. Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. And it's a book where I'll take you on a trip to 30 different cities and we'll discover fascinating things and improve our English along the way.
Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. El nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso.
All aboard! English on the Go.
Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. El nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso. Ya a la venta en baugantienda.com, en delegaciones o en nuestra tienda en grupobaugan.com.
Con el curso online de Vaughan sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en aprendeinglestv.com. Do you Vaughan?
¿Vas a dejar pasar el verano otra vez sin hacer nada con tu inglés? Vente a Vaughan. Con nuestros Summer Impacts refrescarás tu inglés con los mejores profesores. Este verano, hazte un Summer Impacts, un curso intensivo con clases concentradísimas y muy, muy refrescantes. Summer Impacts. Más información en grupobaughan.com.
Okay, we're here, we're talking about the pronunciation of the B and the V. Now, repeat after me. Vincent Brown is a very busy businessman from Virginia.
Vincent Brown is a very busy businessman from Virginia. Virginia.
Good, and again.
Vincent Brown is a very busy businessman from Virginia.
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 Yeah, ask Mammon if she drinks gin and tonic.
Mammon, do you drink gin and tonic?
Harder G.
Mammon, do you drink gin and tonic?
Sometimes I do.
Okay, so Virginia.
Virginia.
Perfect. Now again.
Vincent Brown is a very busy businessman from Virginia.
Perfect, and repeat. Alex.
Vincent Brown is a...
Don't forget the T in Vincent.
Vincent Brown is a very busy businessman from Virginia.
Very good. Okay, now one of the biggest banks in Spain. BBVA. And I want you to say bank afterwards.
BBVA bank.
Very good. And again?
BBVA bank.
Very good. How do you say this? Bibiana. How do you say Bibiana in English?
Vivian.
Bibiana trabaja en el banco BBVA.
Vivian works in the BBV. No. Vivian works in the BBV bank.
Don't forget about the A.
Vivian works in the BBV. No. Vivian works in the BBVA bank.
Good. And repeat, Alex.
Vivian works in the BBVA bank.
Good. Okay, let's go back and finish off the present conditional. Okay. The sun is shining because the sky isn't cloudy.
If the sky were cloudy, the sun wouldn't be shining.
Okay, for the sh.
If the sky were cloudy, the sun wouldn't be shining.
Very good. The box is empty because there's nothing in it.
If there were something in it, the box wouldn't be empty.
Very good. I'm bored because my life is boring.
If my life weren't boring, I wouldn't be bored.
Good. I want to eat because I'm hungry.
If you weren't hungry, you wouldn't eat.
No, I want to eat because I'm hungry.
If you weren't hungry, you wouldn't want to eat.
Very good. To eat. No.
Like
yeah.
Tweet. Like tweet.
Almost. Twitter. I want to eat. What? But more to.
To eat.
Yeah. Like, how do you say you in Spanish?
To eat. To eat.
Yeah, very good. He's an alcoholic because he drinks too much.
If he didn't drink so much,
very good.
He wouldn't be an alcoholic.
Very good. She knows me well because I'm famous.
If you weren't famous, he wouldn't know you
so
well.
She knows me well.
If you weren't famous, she wouldn't know you well.
Very good. I eat fast because I'm a nervous person.
If I weren't a nervous person, I wouldn't eat fast.
Now, how do you say, okay, say us, US.
Us.
No, say nervous.
Nervous.
Yeah, very good. I eat fast because I'm a nervous person.
If I weren't a nervous person, I wouldn't eat fast.
Very good. Ask Maman if she'd prefer to be nervous or famous.
Maman, do you prefer
to... would you?
Would you prefer to be nervous or famous?
Famous.
Famous.
Yeah. And repeat.
Maman, would you like to be nervous?
Would you prefer?
Would you prefer to be nervous or famous?
Well, I think I prefer be famous.
To be
famous.
Yeah. And repeat, I prefer?
I'd prefer to be famous.
One more time.
I'd prefer to be famous.
Very good. I don't have a Porsche because I don't have a lot of money.
If you had a lot of money, you would have a Porsche.
Very good. And again?
If you had a lot of money, you would have a Porsche.
Very good. I don't have financial problems because I don't spend a lot of money.
If I spent a lot of money, I would have a lot... If I spent a lot of money, I would have financial problems.
No, financial.
Financial good. Problems.
And again?
If I had a lot of money...
No, I don't have financial problems because I don't spend a lot of money.
If I spent a lot of money, I would have financial problems.
Very good, very good. Okay, let's practice a little bit with so versus such. All right? So I'll say, for example, the plate is too hot to handle. So I want you to say the plate is so hot that I can't handle it. And you can say with or without that. Okay? Mm. The plate is too hot to handle. So.
The plate was so...
Present tense.
The plate is so hot that I can't handle it.
Such.
It was such a hot
present
plate.
Tense.
It's such a hot plate that I can't handle it.
Good. And again?
It's such a hot plate that I can't handle it.
Okay. Stronger with the ch. Such a.
It's such a hot plate that I can't handle it.
Very good. The man was very old. He couldn't walk. So.
The man was so old he couldn't walk.
Such.
He was such an old man that he couldn't walk.
Very good. The day is too cold for us to play golf, so...
The day is so cold for us that we can't... The day is so cold that we can't play golf.
Very good. Such.
It was such a cold...
Oh, present tense.
It's such a cold day that we can't play golf.
Very good. The runner is too slow to win the race, so...
The runner is so slow that he can't win the race.
Good. More tea and can't.
The runner is so slow that he can't win the race.
Such.
It's such.
No, careful of the pronoun.
He's.
Yeah.
He's such a slow runner that he can't win the race.
And again.
He's such a slow runner that he can't win the race.
One more time.
He's such a slow runner that he can't win the race.
Very good. The man is too short to play rugby, so...
The man is so short to play rugby. The man is so short that he can't play rugby.
One more time. So short. So short.
The man is so short that he can play rugby.
Very good. More tea in the can.
Yeah. The man is so short that he can't play rugby.
Very good. Such.
He's such a short man that he can't play rugby.
And again?
He's such a short man that he can't play rugby.
Very good. What's the most important city in Spain for rugby? Where is it most popular?
Barcelona.
No, Valladolid.
Really?
Yeah. Ask me why.
Why is it the most important?
Well, a man from Valladolid told me that it was because many years ago there were some Irish priests that lived there and they brought rugby to Valladolid. There's two, I think, two very big rugby teams there, and they are almost always, one of them or the other one, the champions of rugby in Spain.
Is it very popular in Ireland?
It's now the third most popular sport.
Okay.
Ask me what the most popular sport is.
What's the most popular sport?
The most popular sport is called Gaelic football, Irish football.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit similar to the Australian rules football.
Yeah.
But that's the most popular sport. Ask me what the second most popular sport is.
What's the second most popular?
Pop.
Most popular sport.
The second most popular sport is called hurling.
Hurling. Yes. Yeah.
That's the national sport of Ireland. I recommend go to YouTube and look up H-U-R-L-I-N-G. It's the best sport in the world as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. The movie was very bad. I left in the middle. Such.
It was such a bad movie that I left in the middle.
Very good. So.
The movie was so bad that I left in the middle.
Very good. The steak is too tough for me to eat, so.
The steak is so tough that I can't eat it.
And such.
It was such a tough.
Present tense.
It's such a tough steak that I can't eat it.
Very good. The man is too fat to get into the car, so.
The man is so fat that he can't get into the car.
Such.
It's such a he's such a fat man that he can't get into the car.
Very good. The meeting was very boring. I fell asleep. So
The meeting was so boring that I fell asleep.
Very good. Such.
It was such a boring. Film?
Meeting, yes.
It was such a boring meeting that I fell asleep.
Very good. And that's it for today, folks. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Mammon.
Thank you.
Three hours, a marathon from Mammon.
Thank you.
And the correct answer to the app question was, the glass is full to the brim, meaning to the top. Thank you very much, and I'll see you again tomorrow.